Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
Well, the gurus are lining up tonight. Now passing through the very Open House door is our esteemed book reviewer, Cara Martin. She's here tonight with a book from, quote, one of her heroes. It's called Hearing God by Dallas Willard. It's all about developing what she says is a conversational relationship with God. Intriguing. Cara Martin, welcome back.
Thank you very much, Lee. Sorry, just having a little party with Ben McKicken outside.
All the gurus tonight. It's great. Great to see you. So this review is very special for you. Mm. Dallas Willard's a very well-known guy. For those uninitiated, tell us who he is.
Oh, he's a fantastic, thought-provoking Christian. He's written some great books. He wrote The Renovation of the Heart, which is all about how to change. He wrote The Divine Conspiracy, which is one of the most amazing interpretations of Sermon on the Mount I've ever read. Yeah. He's just a great thinker. And he actually, he was involved with church work, but then he felt called by God to teach philosophy in a secular university. And so he always had this edge about him where he was able to relate to deep problems and deep issues, but be able to communicate really succinctly about it. And he would even say in this secular university, he would say to people, test the truth of Jesus, and many of his students did, and I think that's fantastic.
Just as a sidelight, my friend, you will love Tony Campolo, who will join us on the 14th of July when we come back for Season 2 of Open House 2013. He is just epic. You will love him. So the subtitle of this book, Hearing God, says it's about developing this conversational relationship with God. What's he mean by that, and how's he tackle this subject?
Well, what he says, it's a pretty simple premise. Basically, he says that God actually desires to have intimate friendship with us, and he wants to actually converse with us. So we need to develop that relationship. Very simple, but most of us sort of end up not seeing God quite in that way, actually, as a two-way conversation and relationship. And so he talks about what are the basics about how to do that. And I think he gives really sensible boundaries to that. He says if he's in conversation with you, he's not going to contradict his word. And also you should test what you're hearing with others, which I think is sound advice.
Yeah. It's interesting that it's about this conversational relationship, but it's called Hearing God.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. So what are some of the key topics he addresses in it, Cara?
Well, in terms of this relationship, and I hadn't really thought about this, but he's basically saying when we start off with God, it's like a new friendship or when you're in a new marriage where you're sort of, there's blind faith basically.
Yes.
You're just hoping.
Yeah.
And then you develop in that maturity and you develop and you're able to understand the other person. And then he talks about a deep maturity where you're able to understand what God would want you to do even without him asking you to do it, which is, you know, what a mature relationship is like. You know what the other person wants.
Yep.
You understand what they're thinking half the time. So that's the sort of contrast he makes. And to get there, what he does is he goes through the Bible and looks at all the encounters that God has with people and how he communicates and the different methods he uses. And he also talks about the problem of sin and points out that sin is the thing that often distorts or blocks us, our ability to hear God.
Yeah, what's he say about the stumbling blocks to this process?
Well, he says that sometimes, most of the stumbling blocks are with us, of course.
Shock me.
He says sometimes we think that God is silent, that he wouldn't speak to us at all. Sometimes he says that if we hear it, it might just be ourselves talking or Satan, and that is a danger sometimes. And we can point to the times when we see that people thought they were hearing from God and they weren't. So that's where, you know, the sensible boundaries need to be put in place.
Yeah. Mm. One confronting thing you mentioned in your review is how self-obsessed and spiritually shallow we are. So this shines a light on that.
Yeah, it does. And his point is basically that often we only go to God when we've got a problem.
Yeah, totally.
Or we want specific guidance. And he said if we treated our friends like that, we would lose our friends.
Yep, you'd have none.
Yeah, that's right. So his point is our primary goal should not be to hear the voice of God in itself, but actually this idea of developing a mature, loving relationship with God. So that's where there's going to be depth in our spirituality, in our faith, when we've actually got that loving relationship. He also addresses this idea, we seem to have an obsession with wanting to know the future, and that's, I think that's throughout the whole world. That's why people, you know, go nuts about tarot cards and yes. mediums and readings and things like that. And that's what we always want from God. We want to know what the next steps are and the right path. And Willard says that God doesn't exist to solve our problems. We exist to stand up with God and count for something in his world.
Wow. Are there practical things that he goes through to, I mean, I'm always driven to the pragmatism, okay? Mm. You can have these very fine thoughts, very right, but, okay, how do you do it? You have to clear your mind of a whole lot of stuff, I suspect, for a start.
Yeah, I think that mindset of relationship is really good because yeah. then we're not going to God and we're saying, you know, we want to hear this or we want something from you, but we're actually saying we want to know you better. We want to know you more deeply. Yeah. And he says the primary way we're going to do that is the stuff that we already know. It's reading the Bible and really listening. It's praying more. It's about hanging around with other people who are wise and have a depth of relationship who can lead us and encourage us. And then when we do those things, we're going to be able to test what we've heard and know whether it's true or not.
Good answer. So what were some of the biggest things you took away personally from the book? Can I ask that?
Well, I think sometimes we think life would be simpler if God treated us like robots and he just told us what to do.
Yes. But we wouldn't like that.
No, we wouldn't. I mean, no. We fight about that sort of stuff yes. all the time. Willard's point is that actually God wants us to grow up as mature people in relationship, as mature adults, and to do that we've got to open up our hearts and our lives to him and actually really try and see his movement in the world and in his movement in our lives. And I think the other thing that really struck me was that he said we should be aware, we've got to stay humble in this process, and that's a hard thing to do
yes.
sometimes.
Yes.
But he said he says that we can't mistake, if we feel that we've got this conversational relationship with God, we shouldn't think that that makes us righteous. And his comment is, I love this quote, the infallibility of the messenger and the message does not guarantee the infallibility of the reception or the receptor.
You don't say.
That's a trap many people have failed.
There's a truth on that. Cara Martin, you're always wonderful. Thank you so much indeed for joining us.
Thank you.
Good on you.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.